In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We continue to extend blessed Christmas blessings to you, because Christmas is not over, it's just begun. It was over in the malls, maybe at 11 o'clock on Christmas Eve, but with the church, it started at 12 o'clock midnight, and we know that Jesus is alive. We're going to be looking at the letters of John, but before we do the letters of John, I think it's important that we review the prologue of the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word. The beginning, when God created the earth, the Word was with him. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. All things came into being through him. The mountains, the rivers, the oceans, the valleys, the plains. And there was no room for him in the inn. All things came to be in him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What was come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. We will see that the letter of John will say God is light. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light. Why does the evangelists tell us that? Because in the early times, they thought that John was the Messiah, some people. He was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. Yes, in the womb of the Virgin Mary, brought forth in Bethlehem. He was in the world. The world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, the Jewish people, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, Jesus, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. It really says the world became flesh. The Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us, that's from the Old Testament. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. So now we look at the letters of St. John, the first letter of John. We declare to you what was from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What we have heard, in other words, we've heard this Word made flesh. What we've seen the Word made flesh with our eyes. What we have looked at and touched with our hands, yes, we touched the risen Savior with our hands. Concerning the Word of life, this life was revealed, and we have seen it and testified to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father, that's Jesus, and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and what we have heard. In other words, Jesus is not a ghost. We've seen him, we've heard him, we've touched him, so that you may also have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that your joy may be complete. Oh, yes, that we have seen him with our eyes, that we have heard him with our ears, that we have touched him with our hands. We want you to know the eternal life that was with the Father, so that you might have joy and that your joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him, from Jesus, and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. The light came into the world, and the darkness could not grasp it or put it out. If we say that we have fellowship with him, Jesus, while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from sin. What do you mean by walking in the light? By walking in love. Love with our brothers and sisters. Love with people that aren't our brothers and sisters. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you, even unto death. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, that's the beautiful sacrament of reconciliation. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful, Jesus, and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We have all sinned. If we confess our sins, he will wash us with his blood in the power of the Spirit and make us clean again. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and the word is not in us, the word of God, the word made flesh. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. When did that happen? On the cross. And not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. On the cross, he became the atoning sacrifice, not only for my sins and your sins, but the sins of the whole world. I received a call today about two young boys that have gone into the Muslim faith, and they're very dark. It's very dark. I want you to pray for them. I won't give you their names, but I ask you to pray for them. These two young men who have learned to hate Jewish people, and to hate Jesus, to hate Christians. Now, by this we may be sure that we know him, if we obey his commandments. Whoever says, I have come to know him, but does not obey his commandments, is a liar. And in such a person, the truth does not exist. What is his commandment? Love one another as I have loved you. Love God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole mind, your whole being. But whoever obeys his word truly, in this person, the love of God has reached perfection. By this, we may be sure that we are in him. Whoever says, I abide in him, ought to walk just as he walked, to live just as Jesus lived. Will we make mistakes? Will we sin again? Of course we will, unfortunately. But let's listen. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new commandment that is true in Jesus and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. That's Jesus. Whoever says, I am in the light, while hating his brother or sister, is still in the darkness. Catholics and Protestants, hear that again. Whoever says, I am in the light, while you hate each other, are still in the darkness. I do not see Protestants as my enemy. They are my brothers and sisters, those who love Jesus Christ. We are not to hate anybody. We are not to hate any Christian. Anyone says that I hate a Christian is not in the light, but is still in the darkness. Whoever loves a brother or sister lives in the light, and in such a person there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates another believer is in the darkness, walks in the darkness, and does not know the way to go, because the darkness has brought on blindness, spiritual blindness. I am writing to you, little children. I'll never forget, I was at a Protestant seminar, and these two people were once Catholic, and they berated Christians in the Catholic Church as not being real. And I was just there, and they were talking about me. But you know what? I couldn't do anything but say, you know, Jesus, they don't know any better. Just love them. They don't know any better. Just love them. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven. How? Through the blood of Jesus. On account of his name. And what's his name? Jesus. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. Who is from the beginning? The Word made flesh. His name is Jesus. He is the Son of God. I am writing to you, young people, because you have conquered the evil one. How do we conquer the evil one? Through our testimony and through the blood of Jesus. I am writing to you, children, because you know the Father. Yes. He who has seen Jesus has seen the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. And who is he from the beginning? The Word made flesh, the one who dwelt among us, the one who pitched his tent among us. I write to you, young people, because you are strong and the Word of God abides in you. If you abide in me and I abide in you, you will produce much fruit, Jesus said in the 15th chapter of St. John. Abiding in the vine. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will produce much fruit. And you have overcome the evil one. Again, how do we overcome the evil one? By the word of our testimony and by the blood of Jesus. Do not love the world or things in the world. Yes, we are not of the world, it tells us in John's Gospel. We are in the world, but not of the world. Do not love the world or the things in the world. I think of people that are playing the slot machines. This is the world. This is the world. Do not love the world or the things that are in the world. The love of the Father is not in those who love the world. For all that is in the world are the desires of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride of riches comes not from the Father, but from the world. What do you mean, of the world? The desire of the flesh, pornography. The desire of our eyes, pornography, the pride of riches, yes, to become rich, just to become rich, and not do good with our money. This does not come from the Father, but from the world. The world, as we know it, is passing away. But these things are very real. The desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride of riches. All this does not come from the Father, but from the world. And the world and its desire are passing away. But those who do the will of God live forever. Do you do the will of God? This is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. This is the will of God, that anyone who comes to Jesus and receives him, body, blood, soul, and divinity, they are in the will of God. People that believe that Jesus went to the cross for our sins, that he was buried and rose again on the third day. Children, it is the last hour, as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. So now there are many Antichrists that have come. From this we know it is the last hour. They went out, this is part of the community, they went out from us, but they did not belong to us. For if they belonged to us, they would have remained with us. In other words, the community of John. They left it. That makes them the Antichrist. But by going out, they made it plain that none of them belongs to us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One. And all of you have knowledge. I write to you, not because you do not know the truth, but because you know the truth, and you know that no lie comes from the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Praise his name. Who is a liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Messiah, that Jesus is the Christ? He is the liar. This is the Antichrist, the one who denies that the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Everyone who confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, I'm turning the page, you then will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he has promised, eternal life. John tells us eternal life is this, to know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I write these things to you concerning those who would deceive you, as you have the anointing that you have received him, and that anointing abides in you. And so you do not need anyone to teach you. Why? Because that anointing is within. And if someone speaks the outer word about Jesus, the inner word, the anointing, tells you that it's true. If someone speaks a word that is not true, that anointing will tell you that it is not true. But as the anointing teaches you about all things and is true and not a lie, and just as it has taught you, abide in him. If you abide in him, you will produce much fruit. And now, little children, abide in him, so when he is revealed, we may have confidence and not be put to shame. This is interesting. This is like a synopsis of John's gospel, John's prologue. If you know that he is righteous, Jesus, you may be sure that everyone who does right has been born of him. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him, because we belong to him. We have the same spirit that lives in us, that lives in him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will later be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this, when he is revealed in the second coming, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. Imagine. Already we are God's children now, through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. But when he comes, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all of you who have this hope in him purifies themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. But know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. That means walks in sin. Walks in sin. Not only make a mistake, but walks that way, and are happy to walk that way. No one who sins, who walk in sin, has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. Everyone who walks in sin is a child of the devil. I'm telling you, we're not supposed to walk in sin. We are supposed to walk in the light, as he is the light. For the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The Son of God was revealed for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. Remember, the devil cannot get at Jesus risen from the dead, and because he can't get at Jesus, he gets at you and me. Those who have been born of God do not sin, because God's seed abides in them, walks in, that not walk in sin. Those who have been born of God do not walk in sin, because God's seed abides in them. They cannot walk in sin because they have been born of God. The children of God and the children of the devil are revealed in this way. All who do not do what is right are not from God, nor are those who do not love their brothers and sisters. So we hear this whole experience that the light came into the world and men and women preferred darkness, that he pitched his tent among us and the Word became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary. He was in the beginning with God. Without him, nothing that has been made, everything that has been made was made through him, through the Word. We are children of the light. We do not walk in sin. He is our Father. Jesus is our Lord, Savior, and brother. If we love Jesus, we will walk in the light. If we are with Jesus, we will walk in the light. If we are loving Jesus, we will forgive and forgive. All these things are true. All these things are true. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and that life was the light of men, and that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. I am the light of the world." Why? Because Jesus Christ, who became man, whom we can see with our eyes, touch with our hands, and hear with our ears, He became flesh and died on a cross, was buried, and was raised to life by the power of God. May Jesus Christ continue to bless you this Christmas. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.